This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Popping the cork on a bottle of champagne can make an occasion extra special. The reputation of real champagne, not just sparkling something or another, comes largely from the industry standard, and it requires the champagne to be very consistent from one year to the next, unlike ordinary red and white wines, which we know can be very different from year to year. But on a visit to France some years ago, our Detroit Magazine's chief restaurant and wine critic, Chris Cook, discovered a winemaker who is, shall we say, coloring outside the lines. Chris, how do the big houses make their champagne?
It's sort of interesting. This is sort of a bit of the minutiae of champagne making, but what they do is they're looking for consistency in their wine. They want it to taste the same from year to year. And in order to do that, they interblend vintages and grape varieties, always with an eye to sort of approximating what was done before, so that when you have a bottle of Piper Heidsieck, today it's going to be the same bottle next year and the year after, even though they were made in different vintages.
All right.
So that's the basic concept that the big houses have. Now, when I was in Champagne, I found that the artisanal champagne makers are somewhat different. And I met a guy by the name of Anselme Celoz. He's from the house of Jacques Celoz, which makes very high-end stuff. He explained to me, I talked about consistency. I said, do you guys need to get consistency the way those guys do? He says, no, we get a different consistency. So I said, well, how different? And he says, actually, the problem that we face is that any two barrels of wine can be made identically, have the same grapes, the same vineyard, and stored under the same conditions. And when they mature, there are noticeable differences. And I said, well, so what then? And he says, come with me. And we cross this muddy barnyard, and he slides back this monstrous 18-foot-high door to his barrel room. And here are all these barrels stacked up, and he runs up one end, jumps up on the barrel, waves his arms, and he says, these are my children. He says, there are the Pinot Noir, the Chardonnay, there's Pinot Meunier over here. He said, all of them are different. They are my children, and my job is to raise them so that when they grow up, as he said with his thick French accent, when they put their fingers in the plugs of the electric, it will not shock them.
So he's their papa. So
he's the papa.
He's the papa.
The papa of the wine, exactly.
And the result is?
Well, as he says, each one of those are different. And he says, what happens in the end, he says, I make the decision on the blend. And so, yes, there is a similarity in my wines from year to year, but it's not necessarily that they are the same wines from year to year. But when you taste a Celoz wine, he said, you will know that it is a child of Celoz, and that's the big difference. And I sort of listened to that and thought, oh, yes, vive la France.
Chris Cook is the chief wine and restaurant critic for our Detroit Magazine. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.